We're back on Castle Country Focus, and we've been speaking with Mayor Michael Corianis of Price about how this year, this legislative session, they have really focused on rural areas of the state, and they're pushing towards, you know, making rural areas more front and center right. when it comes to what's going on Capitol Hill. And so that's going to eventually filter down to the rest of us, won't it?
I hope so. And so the Build Back Better money that has, you know, been applied for our commissioners and the AOG, again, you know, it's just all the stars are aligned to have people in place in our area that are working on behalf of the university and Carbon and Emery counties so that we can grow our area with this money that's coming available. I mean, it's, you know, President Biden has put a lot of money out there, and we are one of, it's going to be exciting if we get that. That's going to be life-changing for our community.
No, it really will be. It will definitely be. And another thing that we wanted to talk about before we get out of here is I just happened to see something about it the other day when you were asking me about it, but the Bookcliff mural. So let's talk about this for a moment.
And that's very exciting. I think that, you know, the Shiners have been very generous on donating their wall to put up the longest mural in the state, and it's going to be a beautiful mural that is going to have a timeline on it from Carbon Avenue all the way to 100 West. So that building north of Bookcliff, that wall, they're going to take down their rock, and we're going to paint, you know, we have an artist from Helper that is going to paint a timeline of our community, how it was started. And it's, you know, carbon is going to be the atom that where people are coming out of, and it's going to have a picture of the different churches in our community, the diversity that brought people to this community and developed our area. I'm very excited to see it, and it's going to be professionally done. We sat down, there was Council Member Jesperson and I, and Jerry Gamber from the AOG and the Shiners, and we did she had a kind of a sketch on a wall of what it's going to look like. And it's going to be on video. So that was videoed, and we're working out where people will be able to see the timeline and how we're going to, you know, the start of it. It's supposed to start on April 1st is when we're going to start doing this. Hopefully weather will work out, and we're trying to get all the, you know, logistics of it and the buy-in. As I talked with all those businesses along Main Street and Price on the south side of Price, so I'm talking from the new house down to Farlino's, all those business owners were very excited, and what can we do in that parking lot? Can we have events? Can we have like dances down there? Farmers Market, is that a place where we could do that and really help that Main Street, you know, people to come down to Main Street? That's the gist of it, and that's part of this Main Street pilot project, is to help grow our businesses on Main Street. And that movement is where people are looking to say, hey, we want to purchase a building and invest so that our business will thrive. And that's what we're trying to do with the Utah Cold Strike Team, the Main Street Pilot Project. It's all intertwining and working. So that's why we went and asked for more money so we can keep this energy going.
And keep pushing it forward. Mayor Mike Corianis, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in and talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it. And you know what? Whenever something goes on in Price City, you need to let people know about it. You can write back out.
I will, Dave. I appreciate it. I wish this program was an hour long. I have a lot more.
We could keep going, right?
Yeah.
All right. Mayor Corianis, once again, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.